Praise the Lord.
Yeah, that verse that was mentioned earlier in the conference in Leviticus chapter 10 and verse 3. Yeah, really touched my heart. It says here, and Moses said to Aaron, this is what the Lord spoke, saying, by those who come near me, I must be regarded as holy. And before all the people, I must be glorified. Yes, this is a very serious word, that every time we come before the Lord, we must regard him as holy. Right. We have seen how we need to be cleansed. We need to be fully sanctified. Right. Praise the Lord for his blood and for the Spirit, right? And for the washing of the water in the Word. All these cleanses us. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
But we have to remember there's still one more thing we need to do, as we saw last night. I think that was covered last night. I thank my brother for that. But we need to see a bit more, right? After being cleansed, we still need to put on the priestly garment.
Right.
Yeah. This is very important. Actually, in every profession, or most of the professions, the professionals have to put on a dress code, proper attire, right? You go to the White House, you can't just wear a t-shirt, like someone did a few months ago, and he was almost kicked out, right? No, you have to have a proper attire. Right, if you're a health professional, usually you have to wear a white coat, whether you're a pharmacist or a nurse or a physician, especially you go to the operating room, you cannot just walk in like that. You'll defile the whole place. You have to wear a scrub suit. No street clothes or shoes can enter that place because it's supposed to be kept sterile,
right,
and undefiled. How much more today we are in the highest profession. Our calling is to be kings and priests to our God.
Yeah, yeah.
So, right. Everything else, if you're an electrician or an electrical engineer or whatever, that's just your sideline. Our main profession is priests.
Amen.
And we need also a proper dress code. We need to put on the priestly garment, right? That's why it says in Exodus chapter 28, after being cleansed, right, we still need to put on the holy garment. Let us read a few verses. Yeah, starting from Exodus chapter 28. In verse 1.
Now take Aaron.
Okay.
Take Aaron, your brother, and his sons with him from among the children of Israel, that he may minister to me as priest, Aaron and Aaron's sons, Nadab, Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. And you shall make holy garments for Aaron your brother, for glory and for beauty.
Praise the Lord. Amen. So this is a holy garment, just Amen. Not any garment. But the main description here is holy garment for glory and for beauty.
Amen.
As we have seen, holiness is the real beauty in the sight of the Lord. Yeah. Praise the Lord. By putting on this garment, we are expressing the glory and the beauty of the Lord.
Amen.
And then we go to verse 5. And they shall take the gold, blue, purple, and scarlet thread, and the fine linen. So you can understand why this garment is beautiful. It's made of fine white linen, with threads of gold, what else?
Blue,
purple, and scarlet. Beautiful colors, right? We will take a look more into that later. But then we should go to verse 40 as well, a description of, for Aaron's sons,
you shall make tunics, and you shall make sashes for them, and you shall make hats for them, for glory and beauty.
So you shall put them on Aaron your brother,
and on his sons with him. You shall anoint them, consecrate them, and sanctify them, that they may minister to me as priests.
And you shall make for them linen
trousers to cover their nakedness. They shall reach from the waist to the thighs. They shall be on Aaron and on his sons when they come into the tabernacle of meeting, or when they come near the altar to minister in the holy place, that they do not incur iniquity and die. It shall be a statute forever to him and his descendants after him.
Amen. Serious matter, right? Yeah. If we are not in the proper attire, we will die in the presence of the Lord. Maybe not physically, but spiritually. And it says here especially also, one of the reasons why we need to be, we need to put on this priestly garment is to cover our nakedness. Some translation says to cover the bare flesh, right? Meaning to say we should not appear naked before God. And the first mention of that is actually in Genesis chapter 3, right? When Adam and Eve fell into sin, all of a sudden they felt they were naked because their body became the flesh of sin. And the first thing that God did to men was what made him a garment of skin to cover them. Right? After the fall of men, we need a covering. We need our flesh to be covered, especially when we come before the presence of the Lord. Before that, there was no problem. Right? But after the fall of men, there was a need to be covered. Remember the prodigal son that returned to the father? What did the father do at first? Put a robe.
A nice robe
to cover him, right? Yes, we all need to have the consciousness that our flesh needs to be covered, especially when we serve him as priests. Right? We need to have this consciousness that it is a shame to be in the flesh. Sometimes we don't have that consciousness. We think we're okay if we don't commit sins or big sins, right? But oftentimes we are in the flesh, right? Our reaction, our attitude, right? Very often we are still fleshly in many ways, in our dealing with one another, in our speaking. Right? I'm practicing every morning now when I wake up, not only to take the blood of the Lord to cleanse me, but also consciously put on the priestly garment. Be reminded I'm a priest and I need to put on this garment as well. And that makes me very conscious that I should not react in the flesh. And to feel shameful. Sometimes we don't feel shameful. We think it's okay, that's just me, right? But as priests, we need to have this consciousness that we should not be naked, especially in the presence of the Lord. That to be fleshly is to be naked, right? Paul does not want to be put to shame in any situation. He wants Christ to be magnified. He wants to be found in him all the time. And there's this verse in 2 Corinthians, right? 2 Corinthians chapter, where is that again? Chapter 5, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, yeah. Verse 2 and 3. Let's start with verse 1 first, right? For we know that if our earthly house,
this tent, is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this we groan earnestly, desiring to be clothed with our habitation, which is from heaven. If indeed, having been clothed, we shall not be found naked.
For we who are in this tent
grow, being burdened, not because we want to be unclothed, but further clothed, that mortality may be swallowed up by life.
Now he who has prepared us for this very thing
is God,
who also
has given us the Spirit as a guarantee.
If you just read verse 1, you will think that Paul is talking about going to heaven, that we have a nice mansion up there. But if you go on to read, it explains what Paul actually meant, right? Yeah. He is talking about this body of flesh that we have today, right? Yeah. And he's always groaning in this body, right? Because it is a body of sin, a body of death. Right? Sin dwells in the flesh. And so his desire is to be clothed and not to be found naked. Right? We should all have such a desire as priests, not to be found naked, not to be in the flesh. Right? His desire is to be clothed, not to wait until the Lord comes back and that we put on the new body, but even today, right, we can experience being clothed with Christ, with this priestly garment, and not be found naked, right? Yeah. He says he doesn't mean that he wants to die already, to be unclothed, but today, as priests, we can be clothed and not be found naked, right? That mortality may be swallowed up by life. Praise the Lord for Paul, having such an attitude as a priest, not to be found naked. So by putting on Christ every morning, it really gave me the consciousness. Every time I reacted in the flesh, I feel ashamed before the Lord, and I want to put off the old man and put on the new man again, right? Yeah. Praise the Lord, yeah. That's why he says in Romans 13, verse 14, right? Not to make provision to the flesh. Don't feed your flesh. As a priest, we should starve our flesh. Don't give any provision. Don't go to places that will defile you and give food to the flesh, right? Provision causes us to react in the flesh, yeah. And to abstain from every form of evil. First Thessalonians said that, right? Yeah. Not just evil, but even the form of evil. As priests, we should abstain. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Amen. And so we can see that this priestly garment covers the whole body. First you have the hat. Well, some translation says the turban. It covers a little bit more than just a hat. Right? Wraps around your head. Yeah, it starts with our mind. We need to ask the Lord to renew our mind, right? To be sober, to be sound, right? Not to be drunk with the wine of this world. Many times Paul says we need to be sober. Even Peter says, right? We need to be sober. Yeah. We need to be reasonable. If you're not sober, how can you teach people what is right and what is wrong? You can't even drive on the right side of the road. You're drunk. Right? So first thing is we need to ask the Lord to renew our mind as we put on this priestly garment. And also they still have to put on a trouser, right? Undergarment that covers from the waist to the thigh. Meaning to say, when we serve the Lord, we should learn to serve him, not with our natural strength. I really appreciate what Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, I believe it is. Yeah. Although Paul was a very capable person, right? You know, the thigh is the strongest part of our body. And so it needs to be covered. We need to say we should learn to serve the Lord, not with our natural strength. We have to put the sash too, right? And Paul says, "You and I, brethren, when I came to you, did not come with excellence of speech or of wisdom, declaring to you the testimony of God." Right? First Corinthians. Paul, a very capable person, actually, but he was not trusting in his own wisdom. "For I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. I was with you in weakness, in fear, and much trembling. And my speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God." So we should learn to serve in such a way, not with our natural wisdom, not with our natural strength, but in weakness, right? Experiencing the power of the Spirit. We need to learn that, right? Cover our flesh and not to serve in our natural strength. Praise the Lord. So our whole body is covered, right? And then also, this garment is also called what? The garment of salvation, just like the song that we sang, right? And in Psalm 132, verse 16, it says, "He will clothe his priests with salvation." Praise the Lord. And Isaiah 61, verse 10. Would you like to read that, Ossie?
Yes, please.
For us?
Isaiah 61.
61 and verse 10a. Yeah.
"I will greatly rejoice in the Lord."
That's the song we sang.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
"I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God. For he has clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness."
So this garment, priestly garment, is also a garment of salvation.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. We are being saved to the uttermost. Yeah, as priests, we should experience his full salvation. Do not remain the same. Yeah, I'm telling the Lord, "Lord, I want to be saved to the uttermost."
Amen.
The Lord is showing me so many things in my life still needs to be saved. Yeah. Still have so much shortcomings. And I'm getting older. I need to quickly change. I don't have much time. Yeah. So I hope my wife is noticing some change. Yeah. Still a lot of shortcomings. But as a priest, we need to put on this garment of salvation.
Amen.
Do not remain the same.
Amen.
We want to be saved to the others.
Amen.
And the Lord is able to save us to the others.
Amen.
Our soul needs to be saved.
Amen.
We need to be fully sanctified.
Amen.
So by putting on this garment every day, we have the consciousness that we need more salvation. Don't be satisfied just to be saved from eternal damnation.
Right.
But we need the salvation of our soul. And at the end, even the transfiguration of our body, the redemption of our body.
Yeah.
Right. Praise the Lord for this garment of salvation.
Amen.
And it is also the robe of righteousness. Meaning to say, we are gaining more and more of His righteousness. Not just to be righteous positionally, but also subjectively. And at the end, we have, as described in Revelation chapter 19, right? The bride has made herself ready. She is clothed with what? The garment clean and bright, which are the righteous acts of the saints. Paul says he doesn't want to have his own righteousness, but the righteousness of God through Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Yes, we want to gain more of His righteousness. Yeah, to be more righteous in our daily living, in our dealings with people. And before God.
Right.
So praise the Lord. This is also a robe of righteousness.
Amen.
To transform us, to make us more righteous. Right. In every way. Praise the Lord. So this garment is actually something given to us at the very beginning of our Christian life. Right. Paul says in chapter 6, Romans chapter 6, that we have been baptized into Christ. Right. That's what happens when you are baptized. We are united with Christ. We're put into Christ. But in Galatians chapter 3, it says what? He who has been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Right. Romans 6 says we're put into Christ. Galatians 3 says we have put on Christ. To be Romans 6 is once and for all, right? We're put into Christ through baptism. And Galatians 3 means we have to put on Christ, which is something that we do constantly, right? How often do you change your clothes? Once a year?
Every day.
Once a month? I think we were asked how often do we wash our hands, right? Multiple times a day. But we also change our clothes. Maybe not every day. At least every other day, no? And not only to cover our nakedness, but especially the ladies, they like to wear nice dresses. It's also for beauty. Right, so putting on Christ is something that we need to do constantly. Right? Just like we change our clothes. So praise the Lord. We have put on Christ. We are being transformed from glory to glory. So I really appreciate the matter of the priestly garment, that it is very practical. We don't emphasize that too much. We emphasize on eating and drinking, being cleansed, which is, of course, rightly so, right? We need that. But we do not emphasize too much on putting on Christ, living Christ daily. No. There's another verse in Colossians 3, verse 12. Let us read that as well. What does it mean to put on Christ? It says here, I'll read for you, to you. It says, therefore, as the elect of God,
holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another, and forgiving one another. If anyone has complained against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do.
But above all these things,
put on love, which is the bond of perfection.
Praise the Lord. Putting on Christ means you put on all these wonderful qualities, virtues of Christ. Yeah. Putting on Christ as tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, and long-suffering. All these are Christ in his fine humanity. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Christ is, that's all the colors of the garment, right? Christ is full of the divine nature of God, right? He's so heavenly, that is the purple, right? The blue, sorry. And he's so kingly, the purple. Praise the Lord. And he redeemed us with his precious blood. All these are wonderful virtues of Christ. Yeah, to help us to live a life that is heavenly, kingly, right? Holy, pure, righteous. So praise the Lord. This is meaning to say it's living Christ in our daily living. When you put on a garment, you put it on the whole day, right? Yeah, that means it's part of your daily living. You know, in the Old Testament, they just go to the Holy of Holies once a year, the high priest. But we today, the veil is torn, right? We all have an access just once a year, once a week, once a day, all the time. We can draw near to him. That means all the time we have the priestly garment on. So put on the garment more than just once a day, constantly. When you become fleshly, for whatever reason, put off the old man, right? As Ephesians chapter 4 says, we should put off the old man and put on the new man. Praise the Lord. Has a lot to do with our daily living, with our conduct. That's why Peter said, be holy in all your conduct. It's only possible if you put on Christ. Just like you put on your clothes the whole day, right? Yeah. Every morning you change from your PJ to your dress clothes. But praise the Lord, we can do that spiritually all the time. Put up the old man. Yeah, put on the new. Praise the Lord. So we are being transformed in doing so from glory to glory. We're being fully sanctified. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Yeah, I guess that's good enough because we already had the first part last night, right? So this is just the second part. But I think mainly is also to cover our flesh. Yes. Our nakedness. Don't appear before the Lord naked. Put on Christ. Because God is holy. Amen. Amen.